The clear and present danger for anyone who puts their trust into anyone or anything, Christians included, in fact, especially Christians, is that we take our faith to ridiculous and dangerous extremes. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When you think about it, that's how the terrible religious wars of between 1095 and 1291, the Crusades, came about. Or the Catholic Inquisitions from the 12th to the 15th centuries. Same thing. Or more recently, suicide bombers of other religions. For a Christian, the truth of the gospel is a compelling truth. And there are many powerful teachers of that truth these days, calling Christians to rise up, to reclaim their rights, to turn their land, whichever land they happen to live in, into a Christian one. They make compelling arguments, and yet they completely miss the point. Luke chapter 6, verses 39 and 40. Jesus told them this story. Can a blind man lead another blind man? No, both of them will fall into a ditch. Students are not better than their teacher, but when they've been fully taught, they will be like their teacher. Don't let blind guides lead you astray. The point of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, isn't to foist it onto others. As someone once said, you start mixing Christianity with power, and before long, Christians try to impose the cross on others rather than taking it up for themselves. So be discerning. Choose your teachers carefully. Yes, we should engage with the culture. Absolutely, we should speak and stand against evil. But the gospel of Christ is a gospel of God's love, His forgiveness, His yearning to draw people to Himself. Don't fall into a ditch. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The riches of God's love for each one of us are beyond measure, and that abundant love is for you. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.